I'm Callie Crossley, sitting in for Michelle Martin. You're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, how a cross-country bus trip is changing the lives of inner-city young people. Get on the bus later in the program. But first, Bush's brain is leaving town. Top presidential adviser Karl Rove announced this week that he would leave the White House and his life in politics at the end of August. And as for those who are trying to get into the White House, Senator and presidential candidate Barack Obama is drawing increased criticism from both sides of the aisle. And his rival, Senator Hillary Clinton, is dealing with renewed questions about her electability. With us now to discuss the week in politics is Melissa Harris-Lacewell. She's a professor of politics and African American studies at Princeton University. Also joining us is Michael Fauntroy, a professor at the George Mason University School of Public Policy. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Okay, let's start right out with Karl Rove. He was credited with just about everything that went right for the Bush administration and blamed for almost everything that went wrong. Michael, how important has Karl Rove been to this White House?
He's been extraordinarily important. Were it not for Karl Rove, I think it's quite possible to argue that George Bush would have never become president. It was his clear understanding of the political arithmetic around the country and how to tap into those folks that helped make it possible for him to win in 2000. In that regard, he's been extremely important. And then being able to advocate and market some of the domestic and other plans and proposals that the president had makes him one of the seminal figures in Republican politics.
Melissa, Rove has been a favorite target for Democrats. He's still facing congressional scrutiny for his role in firing several federal prosecutors for using a Republican National Committee email account to elude disclosure laws. The list goes on. Do you think these probes are going to follow him into private life?
Well, I don't think Karl Rove is going into private life. I think Karl Rove is finishing up with this administration because it's over. And he's working now. They're really going to have to mastermind the 2008 presidential elections in a way it's probably even more intense than 2000. Their current crop of candidates don't fit the group that has been cultivated by Rove for the Bush administration. Now, that said, my feeling is that the Democrats will probably continue to use Rove as a kind of boogeyman figure that they'll talk about. But I suspect he won't face the kind of serious congressional inquiry that really he rightfully should have.
Different topic. Melissa, former Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert has also announced his retirement. He's planning to quit after this term ends. Does his departure signal an end of an era for congressional Republicans?
Possibly. I mean, I think this whole election cycle represents an end to a very actually sort of short period for the Republicans in which they made a particular coalition and one that can be remind us of the Democrats' New Deal coalition. It was an odd group of people, actually, the uber wealthy and the Midwestern soccer moms and the Christian evangelical right. So it wasn't a coalition that clearly could hold over, for example, two decades. But as the kind of renegotiations occur around Romney and around Giuliani and the new crop of Republican presidential candidates, that's also going to require some reconfigurations in the Congress as well.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the weekend politics with Melissa Harris-Lacewell and Michael Fauntroy. Now, Michael, let's turn to the White House race. Senator Barack Obama is getting heat from the Republican presidential contender, Mitt Romney, from some remarks he made about the Afghan war. And Elizabeth Edwards, the wife of Democratic candidate John Edwards, lashed out at Obama for being holier than thou. Ouch. Why is this happening now?
Well, you know, I find it very interesting and curious that the Republicans feel a need to run against Obama. Bashing Obama is not going to win them any votes in Iowa or New Hampshire or South Carolina or wherever they're going. And with regard to Elizabeth Edwards, I think her comments in some respects are the result of some frustration that stems from how poorly John Edwards is doing in the race. We talk a lot about the top three candidates, but in some respects, it's really only the top two, and that's Senator Clinton and Senator Obama.
I have a slightly different take on this. I think that it's correct that the Republicans and Elizabeth Edwards are attacking Obama for different reasons. I think the Republican attack on Obama is about trying to make sure that Hillary Clinton becomes the Democratic nominee in 2008, because I think that Republicans are quite clear that they can beat Hillary Clinton in 08. And so the more that they see Barack Obama making real moves on her, the more that they're going to try to make sure that they knock him down and make it appear as though she is the candidate who would be electable. With Elizabeth Edwards, one, I'm in a little bit of disagreement about the trouble that the Edwards campaign is in. He's actually doing extremely well in Iowa. And given the front-loading issue, it's quite likely that he'll overperform in Iowa based on expectations, get a lot of good press, and conceivably could do very well on Super Tuesday. But I think Edwards is being criticized for as being, you know, the Brett candidate and the golden boy. And so she is basically putting out the aggressive, masculine perspective. She's out there manning up for the campaign and going on the attack.
Michael, Obama, this serious presidential candidate, has accepted an invitation to appear on the talk show of former fashion model Tyra Banks. She does a lot of shows about makeovers and modeling and ends the program by having guests and members of the audience strut down a runway. Now, what was he thinking?
Perhaps he's trying to reach out to a new demographic. After all, he is a new candidate, right? I don't think that these sorts of things are particularly undignified or unbecoming of a potential president.
Does anybody remember Bill Clinton playing the saxophone on Arsenio Hall? This had a huge, you know, he didn't do it when he was running for re-election because it wasn't very presidential. But presidential candidate is different than president running. And that Arsenio Hall appearance for Bill Clinton was huge with the young people demographic.
And finally, Melissa, Hillary Clinton got half a compliment from Bush advisor Karl Rove. He said he expected her to win the Democratic nomination, but he also called Hillary Clinton a fatally flawed candidate. It's true that her negative ratings are quite high, with close to half the American electorate holding a negative view of her. But do you think that the Democratic establishment is getting jittery about that?
I think we should listen to Karl Rove when he tells us that the Republicans have a strategy to beat Hillary Clinton. It's a losing strategy with the Electoral College. Remember that there are states that are underpopulated and overrepresented, places like South Dakota and North Dakota and Montana, that have few people but lots of Electoral College votes relative to their population, whereas places like California and New York are underrepresented. So if you just look at sort of an overall 50%, you think, oh, she's kind of close. She's not even close in the Electoral College. Karl Rove is right. Hillary Clinton is the candidate that gets beaten if she becomes a Democratic nominee.
Michael, your take?
Well, I think Melissa is correct. I would add, though, that much of that also depends on who the Republican nominee will be.
Michael Fauntroy is a professor of public policy at George Mason University. He was with me here in our studio. And Melissa Harris-Lacewell is a professor of politics and African-American studies at Princeton University. She joined us from NPR's New York Bureau. Thank you both.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You.